Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And don't mind me, I have my sexy voice today because I think I'm coming down with a little cold, but I'm here for you all. And I just want to welcome you to the Dr. Dolores Show. And today we're going to take a deep dive into a topic that's essential for anyone on a conscious journey, crystal clarity and intuitive power. You know, I have a question for you all. Do you find it difficult to trust your intuition amidst so much noise and chaos? I know sometimes I do. And let me tell you, it is whirling. It's a whirling dervish out there. There's a lot of stuff circling around and lots of energetic debris trying to stick to something. And then the other question I have for you, are you ever second guessing your inner knowing? Even when guidance is trying to come through. You know, many of us have it. Today, we're going to explore how we could strengthen your intuition, refine your discernment, and create the energetic clarity that allows you to make empowered choices. And boy, we need that today more than ever. But before we dive in, I want to invite you to like, follow, and share today's show. And if you want even more support and guidance, sign up for my newsletter and community on my website. And that's drdoloresfazzino.com. And if you're ready to go deeper, I offer one-on-one sessions to help you align with your highest intuitive potential. Now let's get into it. So just remember, everything is a frequency, okay? Clarity is a frequency. It's about returning to your inner truth. So what about this? When was the last time you felt completely clear in your body and mind? It might be, you know, for some of us, we're sitting here thinking about that, and it's probably been a while. Or what is different about decisions made in clarity versus confusion? Well, I know from personal experience that whenever I've made a decision out of confusion, it just perpetuates more confusion. Sometimes it's about really being crystal clear and maybe not making a decision, because sometimes those decisions made in confusion are more of a react type of response than something that you're really creating for yourself. Crystal clarity is not something you force. Like I said, it's a vibrational state of alignment. And I think what we're finding more and more as we evolve is that everything is frequency, vibration, and essence. And it's like, how are you being is how and what you're going to be creating. So if you're like a energetic hot mess and you're really out of alignment, you're going to be creating from that space. And guess what? You're going to be creating more and more things that have that underlying energy to it, and it's going to create more chaos and uncertainty in your life as well. So do we create from our inner lens of truth that allows you to see your path without distortion? So most of us experience confusion because our inner guidance is filtered through fear, emotions, and external influences. Does that sound familiar? It does. The truth is, clarity is your default state, okay? It's your natural frequency, your birthright, your sovereign right. When you clear the noise and settle into your body and energy, clarity automatically rises. So a couple of key things to remember. It's really about being fully present in your body, being in your body, and being right here, right now. And I'm hoping by the end of our segment that I would give you some insight as to how to access that a little easier. So I want you to think about like a foggy morning. Once the sun rises, the fog lifts, and you could see the path ahead. That's what clarity does for your intuition. Okay? So just imagine foggy morning. The sun rises and the fog lifts, and then you could see the path ahead. This is what clarity does for your intuition. So clarity is a state of remembering, okay? And it's not created. So it's always a part of us, yet we have either put it on a shelf, ignored it. It's always part of who we are, and it's about us taking a step into remembering that. And when we're operating from clarity, your intuition is precise, actionable, and empowering. So you're like spot on, and you know without a doubt in your mind that this is the absolute truth. Okay. So let's talk about learning the language of your inner guidance. And I think for many people, sometimes we confuse intuition with fear. So we're going to talk a little bit about intuition versus fear. So when we, I got a question for you guys too. So how do you know when a thought is your intuition and not your fear? I think this is a real, telling question, and it's an important one because how do we discern that? It's just like, it's there, and sometimes we are, running fear patterns in our life. One of the most common challenges people face is distinguishing between intuition and fear. Okay. What is real? I love this saying, I'm old enough to remember what's real and what's Memorex for some people who don't know what that is, but that was a thing back in the 70s and 80s. But it's also what's and with AI, what's real and what's AI, and and there's so much fabricated information out there that you don't know what is real and what's a lie. So, one of the most common challenges people face is distinguishing between intuition and fear. And when we are able to look at, okay, what is going on and really feel into it, you could discern a little better and hopefully maneuver yourself through, I call it the landmine of the unknown right now, and what's real and what's Memorex and what's fake and what's AI, blah, blah, blah. So basically, your intuition is calm, immediate, and neutral. It doesn't argue or demand. It gives you information and lets you act with confidence. That's your intuition. It's like knowing without a doubt. And fear, on the other hand, is often loud, repetitive, and urgent. It often disguises itself as protection, but it's energy and it's contracting rather than expansive. So, one way that you're going to be able to tell is that how is your energy field feeling? When you have to deal with something, do you feel like you're constricted or do you feel expansive? If it's constrictive, it's probably coming from fear. And I invite you just to play with that and just make it your own experience. So, the other thing to remember too, our emotions can mimic intuition, but they are temporary. They are temporary weather in the body. They rise and fall. So learning to recognize the difference is key to accessing your inner guidance consistently. So our emotions can mimic intuition. You might have this feeling, you're feeling love and you just feel like, oh my God, this is the right person, whatever. And sometimes we get spoofed thinking that, okay, this wasn't the right person. But that's an example of where emotion would come in. A simple way to check intuition, remember, expands you, fear contracts you. Feeling this in your body is the ultimate sign of your true guidance. So, yes, if you're feeling love, the emotion, are you feeling expansive, or is there like something about, there's a thread of fear in there where it feels constrictive? So that is just something to be mindful and aware of. So, we know that sometimes it's really a challenge to discern that, but it's something that when you continue to practice, you're going to get more and more comfortable, and you're going to be able to really dial in and feel what is real and what is not, what is your intuition and what is fear. Okay. Why, and let's ask this question: why does your intuition feel clouded at times? So, where do you feel drained or overstimulated or disconnected from your inner knowing? Sometimes noise affects your intuition. And, some of the most common, things of noise are in our world these days, it's digital. It's a lot of stuff, it's like doom scrolling, as they call it. I'm learning new words every day because it's just like these younger people that I hang out with sometimes, they educate me on what's the newest and greatest. So it's like doom scrolling, it's a digital thing. Is it your emotional stuff or is it other people's energy? Because sometimes when we are filled with so much distraction and overstimulation, and it could be because we're an empath, intuitive, and highly sensitive person, and we just have a natural tendency to take that on, it's time to look at that and work with that so it works with us, not against us. Meaning that we are able to set good, healthy boundaries and discern what is ours and what is somebody else's. And also, we talk about collective energy a lot on my show, and it's collective consciousness, and it's this big pool of energy that every thought, belief, and from every single person kind of ripples in there. So the more that you could stay in more of a positive field, but also, and I'm not saying stay positive all the time and not feel the bad stuff. That would be like doing a bypass. But, feeling what you're feeling and instead of reacting to it, responding to it, because that's going to put you more in power of yourself as far as what you are going to be able to manifest for yourself as you move forward. Energetic noise comes from many sources. Like I said, it's digital overload, emotional residue, like unresolved feelings from our past, unresolved hurts. So, if you're, brave enough to go there, I invite you to go explore that. It'll be very liberating. And when you come out from the other side of it, you're going to get more of your power back than you could imagine. It's a beautiful thing. Collective fear also is really interesting because collective fear is from energetic societal stresses, uncertainty, and global events. So remember, we talked about collective consciousness. This is called collective fear. And unfortunately, with each one of us being a pebble in collective consciousness, if you're operating from fear, lack, or not so niceness, guess what? That essence of who you are drops into collective consciousness and it ripples out and affects a lot. So, I always love the saying, what would love choose? What would love do? When you are finding that you're kind of tapping into collective fear, I invite you to just say, what would love do? And just sit and feel with that, because love would just expand and not constrict. And you're putting more of that expansion into collective consciousness. So we're getting ready to go to our first break, and you are listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll talk more about discernment and boundaries. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about crystal clarity and intuitive power. And if you're enjoying today's show, please like, follow, and share the Dr. Dolores Show so others can discover the guidance. And sign up for my newsletter and community to receive ongoing tools, meditations, and guidance. And for those ready to deepen their connection, I offer one-on-one sessions where we explore your intuitive gifts and help you fully align with your highest path. So thank you for being here. Your clarity is your power and your intuition is your guide. So before we went on break, we were talking about discernment, and we were going to take a deeper dive into that. But what is, you know, discernment is really an interesting thing. Discernment and boundaries, it's protecting your intuitive channel. So often, many of us feel like, I'm going to say, we don't feel safe. And when we don't feel safe, guess what? Our energy constricts. That's just a protective mechanism. So when we have discernment and boundaries, we know how to protect our energy and also know when it's safe and not safe to be energetically available. So do you ever notice yourself absorbing other people's energy? Or where you could have stronger boundaries to improve your clarity? So discernment and boundaries are essential for maintaining clarity. And like in your intuition, discernment is your inner filter. And for many of us who are, we have a tendency to trust everything we see and trust everything that's out there and believe everybody has their, has good intentions. And that's not true. And we've really had to work on creating our discernment, foundation, because especially in this day and age where you just don't know what's real and what's not out there. So when we start working our discernment skill, this is where you're going to be able to distinguish what is truly yours versus external influence or what's on the outside. It's like learning where you end and something else begins, so you don't dovetail and mesh yourself with something that is not even yours. It allows you to identify truth versus projection and guidance versus fear. And let's talk a little bit about projection, because there's a lot of that going on in our world right now. And projection is a way that people try to diffuse the energetic buildup that's in their essence. They do it by name calling. They do it by saying things to other people that are very truth telling about who they are. Just kind of look at what's going on in our world. And when you are learning how to filter the discernment, is that realize that oftentimes this person is telling you more about themselves, and they're hoping by you taking this on energetically as your truth, that it's going to dissipate and blow off steam for them until the steam builds up and they need to blow it off and project it on somebody else. So by all means, please realize that a lot of people are projecting today, and it's very truth-telling as to who they truly are. And this is not yours and not yours to fix. And, you know, sometimes, what you need to do sometimes is just walk away and not respond, because responding sometimes makes it worse. Just walk away and just, I like saying this, na 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 na, I can't hear you, and keep walking. But just remember, it's very telling about what the person is all about. And if you haven't looked at that before, I invite you to. It's kind of entertaining. Boundaries are our protective shield. They are not walls. They are filters that support your frequency. So without the boundaries, highly intuitive people can absorb other people's emotions, thoughts, and expectations. It's like you almost take on other people's projections without even being aware of it. And these all cloud decision-making and obscures your own inner guidance. It makes you kind of go sideways. So, you know, I'm going to give you some examples here. Practical boundary examples include saying no to misaligned commitments. Okay. If something feels off about something, say no. Because sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to think, well, we'll say yes, and then we live to resent it later. And then it builds up all this other baloney that if you said no originally, you wouldn't have to deal with it. It's okay to say no without feeling guilt, shame, or remorse. Limit your exposure to chaotic energy. Oh my God. Sometimes in my world, it's an energetic shit show. And for me, my self-care is taking myself out of that and just spending time by myself and doing what Dolores wants to do. And that's totally okay, because this is about you doing self-care. Okay. You don't have to participate in that. You're pulling yourself out of that. Practicing digital detoxes, that I'm going to be doing more of come, you know, the next few weeks, because we have a lot of distractions, and doom scrolling is one of them. And because we have nothing better to do sometimes, and maybe you just need to go sit in nature, or just, you know, journal, or even watch a movie. Using energetic visualization techniques to maintain personal space. And we're going to actually dive into that in our next segment about doing a little guided meditation to put it all together for you. So when you're able to strengthen discernment and boundaries, your intuition becomes clearer, sharper, and more reliable. And actually, you're actually more present and in your body. And there's other benefits too. You become more calmer. You become more confident. You become more grounded in the right here and right now. So how do we make clarity as a lifestyle? What if you trusted your intuition fully? What would change in your life? That's something to ponder. I know for me, it would be more ease and trust. What would it be for you? When we operate from clarity, life aligns effortlessly. I believe that is true. I've witnessed that. I've seen it in other people that I work with. Your decisions become easier, and there's more synchronicities that appear in your life. and your confidence grows. So it's like we're getting out of our own way, okay? And because all these things are there for us already, however, we are, I'm going to say, slowing down the flow, not receiving the flow, stopping the flow. So the other thing too that happens is you stop seeking external validation, instead flow with your inner guidance with trust. You know, I think earlier in my life, I was mistrustful because I really didn't trust myself, and I really needed to learn how to grow that trust within myself. Because a lot of things in my life kind of went sideways. Yet, you know, what I could say from my own personal experience is that the more and more I was beginning to trust myself, it was like the old clothing and the old patterns kind of moved away. So when you live from clarity, it's not just a skill, it's a lifestyle. It's going to integrate grounding and energetic alignment. It's going to help with your discernment and boundaries, and it's going to allow you to deeply trust your intuitive process. And our intuitive process is our inner guidance system. And why wouldn't you not want to be part, you know, connected with that? Because it's going to help you and guide you in the directions you need to go. And what I have to, you know, drive home to, it's going to be the right thing for you to do, not society, not your family, not your spouse, not your friends, but for you. So it's like being true to yourself no matter what noise is circling around you. This alignment allows you to navigate challenges with grace, take inspired action, and live purposefully. It's the embodiment of your intuitive power. So, you know, for so many people, it's just a challenge. It's a challenge to really take a look at what's going on with ourselves, what's working and what's not. And it's going to take bravery to maybe take a look underneath the hood of what's truly inside of you. When you're able to, it takes a lot of courage and bravery, and the rewards are going to far outweigh the fear of the pain that you feel like you're going to be going through. That's the illusion. It's actually an invitation to move through some of the things that have kept you stuck for so long. And we're in a time where things are moving rapidly, and healing is actually moving rapidly too, because everything is happening right here, right now, in this moment. We have the capability to create our future, but also heal our past in what we do right here, right now, in this moment. So I really invite you to look at what areas in your life could be better worked on so you could have more clarity, because some of those old patterns and beliefs are taking up valuable real estate in your energetic field, and you have a tendency to create through that. So let's clear up whatever the confusion is in our space. And, you know, take a deep dive with confidence, knowing that amazing things await for us on the other side of doing so. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And when we come back, we'll just dive into another meditation to help you with your clarity and intuitive power. So stay tuned, and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today we're talking about crystal clarity and intuitive power and why that is so important today, more so now than ever, because we're in a world right now where there's a lot of what's real, what's not real. Because everything out there with AI has just made things more complicated. But also, there's a lot of people who are projecting and not really telling the truth and telling a lot of things about themselves. So, you know, I'm hoping that this episode has helped you gain some clarity or some different ways of possibly looking at things and helping yourself to gain more clarity. You know, remember, clarity is your natural state. Intuition is your compass. And when you combine both with discernment and boundaries, life flows with confidence and precision. And who doesn't want more of that? And if you enjoyed our show today, please like, follow, and share the Dr. Dolores Show so others can discover the guidance as well. So as I promised, is we're going to be doing a guided meditation on crystal clarity, activation, intuitive power awakening. So, you know, meditation is something that I love to do in my shows because we talk a lot about the didactics and, you know, theories and stuff like that. And I really love to put, you know, all of that into an experience for you so you have that experience and so you can make it your own. Because I'm really about empowering you to become your best self. So let's begin. I am going to invite you to find a nice, comfortable place where you're not going to be disturbed for about 6 or 7 minutes. And we're just going to ground ourselves into the present moment. And we do that by just taking a slow, deep breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. And allow your shoulders to drop, your jaw to soften, and let your entire body settle into stillness. And feel the weight of your physical body form anchoring you into the here and now. And allow your eyes to close if you haven't already. There's nothing else to do. So bring your awareness to the base of your spine and imagine a warm golden cord extending from your tailbone downward, traveling through the chair, through the floor, through the layers of the earth. And feel this golden cord rooting you deeply into the earth's core. A place of stability, safety, warmth, and unconditional support. With every breath, feel your energy settling. Feel any emotional heaviness beginning to drift out of your body. Feel mental chatter loosening its grip. Feel the nervous system shift from doing into being. Now imagine a gentle current of earth energy rising up the cord. A soft, nurturing glow, moving slowly into your body, bringing grounding, steadiness, and clarity with it. And above your head, visualize a sphere of bright, white, shimmering light. This is pure, cleansing source light. With an inhale, allow the sphere to open and release a waterfall of light that gently pours down over you. As it moves down through your field, it clears old thoughts, energetic static, emotional residue, other people's energy, collective fear, all distortions, all distractions, all noise. Feel your mind quieting, your emotions stabilizing, your aura becoming lighter. Your awareness becomes sharper and more present. Just let every exhale release anything that doesn't belong to you. Now bring your awareness to your heart, the center of your chest, your heart space. Inside your heart, imagine a beautiful crystal forming. This crystal is completely clear, like a perfect diamond, holding your inner truth, your soul wisdom, your intuitive knowing. And just see it glowing softly, pulsating gently with your breath. With each inhale, the crystal becomes brighter. With each exhale, it becomes clearer, sharper, more radiant. This is the frequency of crystal clarity. And allow this crystal to expand its light outward, filling your entire chest, your shoulders, your arms, your entire being. And now imagine a beam of light rising from the heart crystal, moving upward slowly and gracefully, all the way to the center of your forehead, your third eye. As the light arrives, feel the space between your brows warming, softening, and opening. See a deep indigo or violet light swirling there, clearing away any fog, confusion, or tension. Allow the heart's clarity to merge with the mind's perception. As these energies merge, repeat silently. I see clearly. I know truth. My intuition guides me with ease. And feel a sense of alignment forming. A straight line of clarity connecting your heart, mind, and intuition. And now ask softly within, what is the one message I need to hear right now? Allow whatever comes, maybe a feeling, a word, an image, a knowing, a sensation. Don't force it, don't analyze it. Just receive. If nothing comes, trust that the message is on its way and will reveal itself soon. And bring your awareness back to your heart crystal. And see it now gently shrinking back into a comfortable resting size, still glowing, still radiant, still alive with clarity. Know that you can return to this crystal at any time, in meditation, in daily life, in moments of confusion, whenever you desire truth. Take a deep breath in, filling your body with grounding energy, and exhale, anchoring clarity into your physical form. And begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, feel your body in the room, feel the chair beneath you, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. You are clear. You are aligned. You are intuitively guided. So, welcome back, everybody. And we're going to go on our last break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Dolores on the Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about crystal clarity and intuitive power today on our show. And if you're enjoying today's episode and it's bringing you clarity, support, and inspiration, I invite you to take a moment and help us expand this beautiful community. Be sure to like, follow, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. Your engagement helps this message reach the people who need to truly hear it. And you become part of a collective movement of higher awareness. And if you love deeper insights, weekly guidance, or energy updates and early access to events, and make sure you sign up for our newsletter and community on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. It's the best way to stay connected and receive ongoing support on your awakening journey. And for those of you who are ready to go deeper, you can also work with me one-on-one. Yes, you can. I have openings. Together, we'll explore your intuitive gifts, clear energetic blocks, and align you with your highest path. Visit my website and subscribe, connect, and schedule your private session. And thank you for being part of this incredible community. We need everybody on board right now. So anyway, we've been talking today about crystal clarity and intuitive power. And I'm going to just share some takeaways from our episode because I think it's important to really drive this home. Clarity is your natural state. Noise is the interference. Your intuition has never stopped guiding you. It simply becomes harder to hear when life gets loud. Digital overload, emotional stress, environmental chaos, and others create energetic static for you as well. When you clear the noise, clarity automatically rises. You don't build intuition, you reveal it. Your intuition speaks calmly and fear speaks loudly. A clear sign of intuitive truth is neutrality. It comes in quietly, directly, and without pressure. Fear, on the other hand, repeats itself, demands answers, and creates urgency. Fear is constrictive. Intuition is expansive. Learning the distinction changes everything. And once you know what intuition feels like, you stop mistaking anxiety for guidance. Discernment is your intuitive filter. Discernment is the skill that helps you identify what is you and what is not you. It sharpens your ability to feel truth versus distortion, guidance versus projection, soul knowing versus emotional reaction. When discernment is strong, confusion dissolves. Energetic boundaries strengthen your intuition. Highly intuitive people tend to absorb others' energy, and this dilutes energy. Boundaries aren't walls, they're filters. They help you maintain your frequency, protect your emotional space, keep your intuitive messages clean and undistorted. Without boundaries, your clarity gets hijacked, and we don't want to do that. And lastly, when you live from clarity, life aligns effortlessly. Every decision becomes easier. Opportunities open because you're available to receive them. You trust yourself deeply. You feel supported, guided, and aligned. Clarity is the frequency that organizes your entire life experience. When you live from clarity, confidence becomes your natural rhythm. So I'm going to just say some closing thoughts. Your clarity is your power and your intuition is your guide. In a world full of noise, distraction, and external influence, it can be easy to lose sight of your inner voice. But it's always there, waiting for you to return. By practicing discernment, creating energetic boundaries, and clearing the noise around you, you reclaim the ability to hear your soul's guidance with confidence and ease. And boy, we need more of that. Living from clarity is not about perfection. It's about alignment. It's about trusting your inner wisdom, taking inspired action, and allowing life to flow in harmony with your highest path. Every time you return to your intuitive center, you strengthen the frequency of clarity. Every time you honor your inner guidance, you step more fully into your power. Remember, the answers you seek are already within you. Your intuition simply needs your attention, your trust, and your space to be heard. So I'm going to leave you with a quote for this episode today. Clarity is the voice of the soul. When the noise quiets, truth reveals itself. So that wraps it up for our show today. And next week, we're going to be talking about soul sovereignty and self-empowerment. And that's more about really stepping into more of who you are and really taking a deeper dive into really, you know, dialing into what makes you click, but also how you stand in your power. And, you know, our episodes are kind of building on each other right now for the next several weeks. And so just really reach out to people, share this message, because we're in interesting times in humanity's development and evolution. And we have a lot of time and a lot of opportunities to practice some of the things that we talk about here on the Dr. Dolores Show. So sometimes it might be one of those moments where you just pop the popcorn and watch the show and not respond or react, but just observe. And just really make sure that you're being the best version of yourself as you move forward. We are all works in progress. And how do you want to show up in the world? When we're able to step into our power and radiate our essence, things are going to change immensely, not only in our world, but in the collective consciousness and the collective energetics of the world as well. So, with that being said, I wish you a great week. Come join us next week to listen to Soul Sovereignty and Empowerment. And just make it the best week you can. Be the best self. And just remember, what would love do? So stay tuned. See you next week. And I'm signing off. Peace out. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then,
Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.